Welcome to our daily reflection for Holy Week 2023. My name is the Reverend Andrew Dand, and I, along with everyone else who's contributed to these reflections, hope that they will be a rich place of meeting with Jesus for you as we journey with him through Holy Week. Each day, we begin with a prayer, followed by a Bible reading and reflection. You'll hear the reading a second time before having space for your own prayers. And our time concludes with some final prayers from our church family. Find yourself a comfortable place and we'll begin. We're going to start by centering ourselves on Jesus with some simple breathing. So first begin by taking a deep breath in. Hold it and then let it out. On the next breath in, I'd like you to say the word Jesus in your mind. So breathe in, Jesus, and out. Again, we're going to simply use Jesus' name to help us focus on his presence with us. So we breathe in again, Jesus, and out. We breathe in, Jesus, and out. Lord Jesus, help us to hear your voice speaking to us as we travel with you this week. Amen.
The reading is from John chapter 13, verses 21 to 32. After saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "Very truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So, while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After he received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you are going to do." Now, no one at the table knew why he'd said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the common purse, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the festival," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the piece of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. When he had gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once."
This reading is John the Evangelist's version of the Last Supper. And who's there? Jesus, of course, as the host. And the disciples, largely puzzled at the goings-on. And these disciples include the disciple whom Jesus loved. Now, he's an exemplary disciple who only comes in to the gospel in these last chapters. He is the disciple figure that John wants us to see as a role model for our own journey with Jesus. And then there's Simon Peter, his denial of Jesus still in the future. And Judas Iscariot is there too. And he is about to set out on his work of betrayal. Jesus knows that this is about to happen, of course, and the passage begins with him feeling troubled in spirit. We can imagine the atmosphere throbbing with tension as the evil act that will lead to Jesus' suffering and death is played out. Judas leaves, and it was night. Night, signifying the darkness of Judas's soul. But notice how the tensions in the room lift suddenly as Judas leaves. It's as if the overwhelming sense of evil has left the room, and it's now clear and clean again. Jesus is transformed from being troubled in spirit to praising God. Now that Judas's betrayal will set in train the events that will soon lead to Calvary, it's as if Jesus looks up and sees the cross of salvation in his mind's eye. As if he's saying, "There I will be on that cross, glorifying God and being glorified by God."
After saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "Very truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So, while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After he received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you are going to do." Now, no one at the table knew why he'd said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the common purse, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the festival," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the piece of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. When he had gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once." Let us bring to the Father our prayers of intercession through Christ, who gave himself for the life of the world. For forgiveness for the many times we have denied Jesus, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For grace to seek out those habits of sin, which means spiritual death, and by prayer and self-discipline to overcome them, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For Christian people, that through the suffering of disunity, there may grow a rich union in Christ, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who make laws, interpret them and administer them, that our common life may be ordered in justice and mercy, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who have the courage and honesty to work openly for justice and peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those in the darkness and agony of isolation, that they may find support and encouragement, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who, weighed down with hardship, failure, or sorrow, feel that God is far from them, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who are tempted to give up the way of the cross, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That we, with those who have died in faith, may find mercy in the day of Christ, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us. Amen. Thank you.